The Big Ten Women's Soccer Tournament is this weekend, with Wisconsin playing the league's top team, Rutgers. The Scarlet Knights ran the table in the conference, and they're number 9 in the national poll. The Badgers have won 3 conference tournaments, and they were last season's runner-up in women's soccer. Hello again, everybody. I'm Greg Stewart, and this is Sports and Commentary, a show you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime at WWIB.com for all the connection you need to connect to get in touch with us and help support the show with a gift, a tax-deductible gift to WIB Incorporated. Badgers junior forward Claire Odemark is out of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, and she is back today with me on the show. So Rutgers Sunday, they're undefeated in conference, top 10 team in the nation. This is going to be a huge challenge for your first game in the tournament. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, I'm honestly excited because I think it's fun being the underdog and just get to go out there with, like, nothing to lose. And even though they're undefeated, that doesn't mean that much. Like, they could get nervous, or we've also been playing really well, so we could get the outcome. You just never know. But I'm just excited with a week of rest. I think we're just going to come out with so much energy and get a really good game plan down. And, yeah, I'm just really excited.
All right. So what do you think you have to do, Claire, to pull off a huge upset here?
I think this week we just need to be really focused of, like, each of our specific roles and just, like, making sure that when we're out on the field, we are all doing our little roles so that together we're really organized and so that none of us are like, oh, have any question about, oh, what do I need to be doing here? But that we're all just doing our little part so we can trust each other that, no, like, if I'm going to sprint after this ball, I know that Cammy's going to have my back behind me and just, like, really be able to nail down all these points. And that all the tactical stuff, I don't know yet because the coaches will go through that. But I think that's just going to be really important to be mentally focused this week.
Yeah. Well, you all have some history with Rutgers, don't you?
Yeah, we actually got them out of the Big Ten tournament last year, so they're probably going to be a little frustrated about that.
I bet they will. Okay, talking with Claire Odemark of the Badger women's soccer team, 5'11 junior. Why don't you share a little bit about your story of trusting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, trusting Him with your life, and for that matter, your soccer career, Claire?
Yes. So I came into college as a believer, but it wasn't until, like, halfway through freshman year, or even the beginning of freshman year, one of my disciples through Athletes in Action, she shared with me just, like, the true gospel of, like, my identity is in Christ, and I don't need to earn my acceptance through soccer or school or anything like that, or relationships even. And freshman year was a little bit rough for soccer. I was just really anxious and stressed out and tripping over the ball left and right. And so just being reminded, like, yes, in high school I kind of had everything going for soccer. Soccer was great. One of the best on the team. School was great. I had all A's. Had the best friends, and then came to college, and it was just, like, all of that stuff was just so shaky. And so the things that I put my confidence in were just not, they weren't giving me the confidence I needed. And so I realized, like, the only true constant is Christ in my life and Him saying that I am valuable and I have a sturdy foundation and identity in Him, no matter how well I play, was just, like, so freeing. And that was just a confidence builder for me. And also just, like, gave me more joy because I realized I don't need to be proving myself through these things, but I can do these things. I can do school. I can do soccer and play my whole heart out, not for the approval of others, but because God has blessed me with abilities and, like, with a new purpose of playing. And it's just been so freeing and so fun. And I've just been growing so much and just started being discipled by Kayla, and she's been going through the fruits of the Spirit with me, which has been so encouraging and uplifting. And we have a team Bible study, and that's just been going great. We've been going through the UTC principles, so, like, audience of one and just, like, motivation for the game. And it's just been so cool to apply these principles while in the game. Like, yes, I mess up or I had a bad first half, but, like, that does not define my value. And I can just go out there and work my heart out because Christ has given me these abilities. And so it's just been, like, so cool to actually apply those and be with teammates and encourage them through that and have them encouraging me.
Yes, yes. So what I'm hearing, Claire, is that when you do your best and you leave the outcome to the Lord, it's kind of a way to praise and worship Him, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. It's like, I don't deserve any of this. Like, so many things could have gone differently and I wouldn't be here, but it's all because, like, Christ has gifted it to me. And so it's like, I want to worship Him through my sport and, like, give thanks to Him by just using these talents as best as I can.
Yeah. Bible says, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. That includes playing Big Ten soccer. That's what Claire Odemark does. She's a junior from White Bear Lake, Minnesota, on that Badger women's soccer team. Big game coming up. Big challenge as they take on Rutgers on the road this weekend. First round of the Big Ten tournament. Claire, we wish you all the best. Thanks for joining us. Have a great trip there. God bless you.
Awesome. Okay, thank you so much. It was great talking to you.